That ring is in. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Shore. This is Lovin' Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Drummond Avenue Theater opened this afternoon with a free matinee that drew a capacity crowd. Tonight, however, they have a nearly empty house as everyone has gone to the opening of Squire Skimp's Hippodrome. So Squire is getting all the paid admission business. As we look in on the little community today, it's late evening, and we find Drummond Avenue at their theater. The two customers are just leaving.
Yeah, well, good night, Grandma Masters. Night, Grandpa.
Good night,
Paul. Take care of yourself.
And hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, I reckon we may as well close the picture show up and get on home ourselves.
Well, me, for a reckon. We ain't gonna have no more customers tonight. I know that lady is here.
50 cents.
Huh? What'd you say, Mom?
Nothing. She said 50 cents.
Oh,
interesting. Well, that's how much we're taking in today.
Oh.
Our first big day in the moving picture business. And if that ain't a fine howdy-do. A fine how-do-you-do, I must say.
Yeah.
50 cents.
We had the theater's palm full this afternoon when we put on that free matinee. But as soon as we started charging admission, why, we just get two customers. Grandpa and Grandma Master.
Well, I believe that's where we made our mistake, Captain.
Getting in here?
No, everybody saw the picture for nothing this afternoon, so naturally we weren't coming back tonight and paid to see it.
No, that might have had something to do with it, all right, might have, yes.
Everybody in town's over at Squire Skimp's Theater, the Hippodrome.
Yeah.
We got ours open before he did, but I'm afraid it weren't worth it.
Well, I know. We can't go on running the whole picture off just for two people, Mom. I bound you we use up more than 50 cents worth of electricity on that machine of a night.
Of course we did. Whereabouts was Elizabeth and Mary tonight?
Huh?
So surely they'd be here.
Oh, well, they couldn't hardly make it tonight, Mom. See, they're over at Squire Skimp's show tonight.
Elizabeth went over there?
It went right after supper, so they'd be sure and get a good seat, you know.
Well, that's a fine thing. Your own woman going over to her competitor's place of business.
Well, see, Long, both her and Mary saw our show this afternoon.
Yeah, I know, but they could have come back again. Made it look like we had a little bitty crowd here anyway.
Yeah.
Granny, poor old Grandpa and Grandma Masters looked sort of lonesome sitting down there on the front row all by themselves.
Oh, yeah, they did, sort of. It was sure nice of them to come to our show, though, weren't
it? Yeah, but the only reason they come here was because Squire's place is on the second floor.
Huh?
See, they went over to Squire's place first.
They did?
Yeah, they never knowed it was in the old lodge hall upstairs there, and Grandma weren't able to climb them steps on account of her hip.
Oh, so that was the reason. Well, there's one advantage we got over Squire, having ours on the ground floor this way.
Yeah, well, we'll get all them that can't climb them steps over there, but I hate to just take the leavings that away.
Why, sure, can't run on two people, no.
I got awful lonesome sitting out there in that box office all evening by myself.
I know I had to wake you up when I come out there to tell you the show was over a while ago. You were sound asleep, huh?
Was I sure not?
Yes, you
were. Something's got to be did, Adam. We can't go on this way, I know that. Ain't even paying expenses.
Well, what can we do?
I don't know. Just don't know.
I don't either.
I reckon the best thing for us to do right now is go on home, get some sleep, and then see what we can study up tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good idea. You got the key to lock up here with?
Yeah, got it in my pocket here somewhere.
Oh, good. I figured I might have lost it or something. I couldn't find it. Lock it up good, Mom. Don't want them to steal that picture show machine of ours.
Yeah, that's it. 50 cents. For a day. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. Say, on our way home, why don't we just sort of swing around by the lodge hall there just to sort of see what kind of a crowd that Squire's got over there.
What do you mean, swing around by?
Well, just walk around that way. Instead of going straight home, go by his place.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind to walk by there. I don't want to swing by there.
No, well, that's what I mean. Just walk around there. It's just a little ways up the street and much out of our way.
We got to be sure not to let Squire see it, though. I'd hate to give him the satisfaction of seeing us hanging around there.
Oh, I wouldn't want to give him the satisfaction to nothing. I wish we had something to disguise ourselves with. Or I wish I could change myself into a little mouse. That's what I wish.
A little mouse?
Yeah. Then I just run inside there and see that picture Squire's on. Just sit there and I'll eat cheese and look at the picture show. That looks like an awful good show he's putting on there.
Yeah, it does, sort of. Be right honest, I've just been busting to see that picture. Remember, I wouldn't go inside that place for all the money in the whole world. Couldn't drag me in there.
Well, maybe we could disguise ourselves, huh? Dress ourselves up to where nobody would know us.
You mean like rats?
No, any kind of a disguise. I don't care what it is.
Well, if we could do that, it'd be all right, but I know we can't.
I tell you what, I got that Halloween witch's costume we'll wear at the place. The one I borrowed from Grandpappy Spears for a Halloween party here a few years back. I could put that on, nobody know me. Man, I could sneak in there if that don't mind.
Yeah, fine lot of sneaking around you doing a witch's costume.
Huh?
Everybody think you're part of the show and get to watching you sit in the picture.
Doggy, that might be a good idea. That'd make old Squire mad long.
Well, we ain't trying to make him mad, are we?
Huh?
Well, he'd never let you inside there in the first place with a silly outfit like that on. That never worked.
I could get Cedric's baseball suit, put that on. That don't disguise a fella very much, though. Unless I turn the cap around backwards when I walk in, he'd think I was walking out and wouldn't notice me.
I might could wear a pair of them dark sunglasses and pull my hat down over my face to where nobody wouldn't recognize me.
Well, you couldn't see the show, though. I'm not them smoke glasses that you got.
Yeah, that's right, ain't
it? Why, that's no good.
I wish nobody around here knowed me. No, I don't mean
it. Yes, now, what could we do? Ought to be some way we can get in there. Let me study now. I see.
Well, wait a minute. We ain't going inside, no way.
Huh?
No use to study up disguises for ourselves, because I wouldn't be caught inside his picture show even if I was dead. That's one place I ain't never going in.
Well, you'll never get to see the picture if you don't go inside. You can't see it from the street.
I don't want to see it. Hardly. I don't think. Leastways, not as long as Squire's running it, I don't.
Oh.
Wait a minute, we better step back in the shadows.
Watch the map, watch the map.
Here's the place.
Oh, I never noticed we got this far already.
Look at that sign up there over the doorway where you go upstairs. M.K. Skimp's Deluxe Hippodrome Theater.
Huh.
Adult, 20 cents, children's 5 cents.
Yeah, he just put his prices down low so as to take all the business away from us, that's what
sure he did. But we're going to keep ours right at 25 cents and a dime for youngins.
Don't be that. Sure would love to know what we're
on there.
Give anything to see that picture he's got.
Yeah, so would I. But we ain't going to find out.
Now, I wish I had a big long neck like one of them giraffes so I could peek in one of them upstairs windows up there. Then I could see it.
Well, you ain't no giraffe, though, so we may as well go on home.
No, thank goodness. Wait a minute. Look at that tree there.
Hmm?
That tree.
What's wrong with the tree?
Well, nothing's wrong with it, but look how them limbs go right up next to that window there. I believe we was to climb out.
Now, wait a minute. I just stopped right where you're at. We ain't climbing no trees. I can tell you that right now.
Well, I just thought it'd be a good way to see the picture.
Of course, now, on the other hand, maybe we ought to see what our competitor's doing.
Yeah, we ought to know.
Maybe we ought to keep eye on him. That's just good business.
Well, of course it is. Awful good business.
That's the only reason I do it for it, though. Just for business reasons.
Oh, now, tell me. Well, come on. I tell you what. Give me a boost up to that first limb. I believe I can make it all right for now if I can just grab that limb.
Yeah. Be awful quiet out there.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Here we go.
Up here, though.
Yeah.
Got a good hold there?
Yeah, I'm all right now. Yeah. Here, give me your hand and I'll help pull you up a little bit, Lon.
Don't you slip, though.
I won't. Come on, give me a hand.
Up we come.
Yeah, there you are.
Jeez, that's hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just rest here a second.
Well, come on, Lon. Let's just climb up one more branch here and I believe we can see inside the window.
I ain't going up no further.
Well, as long as
I can go right here.
You can't see nothing from here. We're up there. We want to see the picture. Come on.
All right. Hope they ain't got the curtains pulled clean down.
Yeah, they got the curtains down, but they don't quite kill it.
Well, hold on to me there. Looking at the picture. Put me on up there.
All right. I was trying to see if I could see in the window there. Yeah, I believe we can see all right. We can see the feet of them. The shade ain't plumb down to the bottom of the window. Look there, Mom. See there? He's walking across the room.
Hmm.
Yeah. There comes some girl walking towards him. Yes.
How long's he doing?
Yeah, stand right there beside him and take a look for yourself, Mom.
Oh, look down there.
Huh?
And that squire standing down there by the door. Huh? Smoking a cigar.
Oh, told you I believe that is him. Yes, that looks like him. Reckon how long he's been standing there.
No, not long, I hope. More like they just stepped out for a smoke.
Yeah. Reckon what we ought to do now.
Quiet. More likely go back inside.
Don't reckon he's seen us, does he?
Oh, he'd be hauling his head off if he saw
it. Oh, yeah, he'd be mad.
Yeah, looky there.
Huh?
He's putting out his cigar and going back in the door.
Good thing.
By the way, Long.
Long?
I think you and Admiral will be much more comfortable watching the show inside than you are perched up on that tree.
Oh.
Hey, come on down. I'll find you some good seats right in the front row.